This is Forum. I'm John Michaels, Public Affairs Radio Director. This morning, going to be talking with Jeff Helm of the Sioux Falls Fire Rescue, Rose Barker of Sioux Falls Police Department, Ken Versteeg and Rita Nelson of the Community Blood Bank. And Rita, Ken, I'll have you introduce us as to why do we have the fire department and police department here.
We are hosting the 18th annual Heroes Behind the Badges blood drive event. This is a blood drive that we have during the Christmas and New Year holiday season. We're running this through January 4th, so there's plenty of opportunities for people to come out and give the gift of life during the holidays. People forget to donate blood because they're busy. They've got they're traveling to family members. They're on the roadways. We've got a lot of activities going on, and they tend to forget about donating blood. And we use 550 units of blood per week consistently. So the holidays are not the time where we see a lull in the blood supply needs. We have individuals that are on the roadways and accidents do happen, as well as individuals in the hospital that need blood for cancer treatment and surgeries. And this is a great opportunity to work with some wonderful departments in our community that impact lives in many, many different ways. And they're taking it to the extent of saving a life through blood donations as well.
All right. Jeff, people say, well, you know, fire rescue, but anyone who's had a bad burn, they take a lot of blood too.
Well, yes. Like Ken said, anytime there's an injury of any type, they're going to need some blood to ensure that they can recover properly.
Well, the police department has a way of making the batteries last longer in their fire alarms. did you know that?
How is that? I guess I hadn't heard that one.
What you do to make the battery last longer is you rub a little sea salt on the terminals. Haven't you ever heard of being charged with a salt and battery?
Oh!
Good one. I like it.
Yeah, I rubbed a little salt in it. I think I got you guys on that last year. But Rose, there's always been a little bit of, friendly competition between the fire department and the police department. And how many years have we been doing this competition?
This is 18 years.
18?
18 years. Yeah, we started when we were, five? I'm thinking.
Yeah, I was not a grade school.
Yeah, you're kind of innocent looking. You really
are. How many have fire department and police department won? Is it kind of even or what?
We're fairly close to even. I think we've got, fire's got a tad over
they've
the
They've got a couple more
years.
In the early years, before Bridget and I.
Yeah.
Well, how many firemen are there?
Well, we're at 194 employees.
And how many policemen are there?
There's about 300 of us. And we're always working.
Yeah. Well, it's just a matter of it goes back and forth. It has been most years recent. I think the public likes to help the underdog.
Oh, yeah.
Well, Rose, don't you kind of encourage some of your arrests to go donate blood too? Or?
Yeah, you can get out of jail free card or give blood and,
Yeah, you got to get blood to get out of this place.
I think we should think outside the box like that.
So. Yeah. Well, like you say, it's been pretty close, but now you've got some things coming up here. Tuesday is going to be at Medibank. December 31st, New Year's Eve Day, and that's the one on West 12th Street from about 8 until 11 in the morning at Medibank. And Avera, of course, that's the blood donor room out there for New Year's Eve. You can do that any time of the year out there. But coming up January 2nd, there's the Children's Home Society. You receive a t-shirt designed by the Sioux Falls Fire Rescue. Tell us about that design.
Well, it's kind of a superhero theme. Both PD and Fire did the superhero theme, and I think it represents what our community can do for us. There's a lot of superheroes out there, and if they give a little blood, this kind of represents that.
Do they get to see the fire truck and everything?
Oh, yeah, by all means, we'll have a fire truck for them to take a look at and talk to the firefighters and just kind of ask them anything they would like to.
Well, now, Sioux Falls Fire Rescue is Friday, January 3rd. You're going to be 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. and then 2 to 4 at the Sioux Falls Fire Rescue headquarters. That's on Minnesota Avenue.
Correct. On the 3rd, we'll be there to kind of, it ends on the 4th, but that'll be our final little event that we have to bring in some people to end it strong.
And you can go to the police department on Friday, too.
Yes, you can.
That's going to be from 8 until 10:30 in the morning and then noon to 4. Do they get to turn on the siren at the car?
Oh, sure. Yeah. Let them talk on the radio.
they can get a complimentary, see what it's like to sit in the back seat or...
Oh, well, yeah, we can do that.
Take a picture and maybe...
There you go. They always want to play with the handcuffs,
But they have great refreshments, and then that's compliments to Starbucks. I got to mention the sponsors, Sanford, of course, Texas Roadhouse, KELO Radio, of course, Vera McKinnon, and CityLink. And CityLink is helping promote this also, right?
That's correct. Yeah, we've been paired up with them for quite a few years. In fact, they just shot a commercial that will be kind of airing throughout this competition, and it's a fun little event, and it's a play on superheroes as the t-shirts are also played on superheroes, and these guys are our superheroes at this time of year. So it's a big thing for us. It really hits home what they do here for the community all year long, but especially for us with the blood supply. Collect over 1,000 units of blood the last 4 years. It's amazing to have that kind of support from the community.
You should make some capes for the policemen and the firemen. That would look kind of cool, wouldn't it?
Yeah, we were wearing capes.
You were?
Yes.
Yeah, look for that little commercial that we made. There's capes in there.
With the wind blowing, yeah.
Oh,
kind of neat. How are you going to the fire department? How are you going to compete with the fact that there's so many more policemen?
Well, we bring in the community. Both sides do it, and we try to get that support. And I just think the community like fire trucks more than they like police cars. So I hope that responds in more donations.
Police cars are more cool. We have more stuff.
We'll just agree to disagree on that. Fire trucks have so much stuff that's cool.
Yeah. You'd like that video that I sent you with the mustaches and, you know.
Well, you can bring out the talking Volkswagen, couldn't you?
Oh, sure, buddy.
Yeah, buddy. He actually talks, doesn't he?
He does.
Yeah,
he does.
Yeah, we don't have a talking fire truck. Just
you
one
don't.
Of the big siren.
You know, yeah, that's true.
Well, if you don't know what I'm talking about, you take the Volkswagen squad car out to the schools and help teach the kids a lot of things, too.
Yep. And all the kids, then they have all their parents, and they should give blood, too.
Yes, they should.
Well, the whole idea is last week they had things at Hy-Vee and Firehouse Subs and Camille's and Shields and Pancake House and all that. You've got till the end of this week. Now is a good time to make a New Year's resolution, I think, right, Ken?
Yeah, that's right. There's plenty of places to donate. If a person logs on to our website at cbblifeblood.org, we have a complete listing of the blood drives in the community that are coming up here in this next week. The other thing is the donor rooms are open at Sanford and Avera McKinnon Hospital, where the only day we're closed is New Year's Day. So you can come in there, and we have Texas Roadhouse is offering up $5 certificates for everybody who donates at this event.
Ooh.
So you get that, and then you get your special design t-shirts while supplies last. I know last year towards the last part of the drive, we were running pretty low on those, but we'll have those special t-shirts until they're gone. And this is kind of if you've never donated blood and it's a new year and you want to try something that will impact lives in our community, try donating blood for the first time. And I think you'll be surprised on how easy it is and how painless it is. There's many people out in that community, there's in the community that grab Rita or I and want to tell their story about how they used blood and how thankful they are and grateful they are for community members that they can't really thank. Their lives were impacted, and they got that second chance for life because of a blood donor. It's amazing to hear these stories again and again, and it just kind of tears your heart out, actually, when you hear some of them, because they're quite detailed, and it's some of them are using hundreds of units of blood, and it's interesting, and you should see the heartfelt passion that they have for people that donate blood.
Rita, I was going to say, Sioux Falls is kind of a medical center. So, you know, we've got Avera, we've got Sanford, we've got Children's Care, we've got so many people that come to Sioux Falls for even heart surgery. Mm-hmm. This is an increasing, you know, we have to every year get more and more. And how many units of blood are you budgeting for this year?
well, we need about 550 units of blood every week just to meet the demands in this area. We supply 30 hospitals in this area. If you are in Del Rapids, Watertown, Estherville, Iowa, Chamberlain, Vermilion, you're part of Community Blood Bank. It is like a shared resource between Avera McKinnon and Sanford Health. We've come together and we supply the smaller hospitals in this area. It's just a really good partnership, and it's really fun to work with all the communities and with all the businesses that have stepped up to help us with the Heroes Behind the Badges.
Well, Jeff, that would be, she mentioned all these other communities around the area. All those volunteer firemen, you could put them all together. They would add up to quite a few.
Yeah, we do get a lot of support from around the community, as do law enforcement. Mm-hmm. They come in and they come together and say, this is a good time of the year to have a friendly competition and bring that blood supply out. So it's a win-win.
But some of these communities may have one constable, but maybe a lot of volunteer firemen. You could kind of even things out a little bit that way.
I see that. That's a good ploy. I think we'll, yeah. I'm going to call on that.
And it's amazing that we do win, you know, every other year.
Well, I
you
think know, there's, like I said, there's some pity donations.
Oh, pity donations.
In your name. I mean, it's still a donation, so I'm
happy.
Hey,
that's fine. We'll take it any way we can, and the community benefits, so.
So when you go in to donate your blood, you say, well, I want to support the fire department or the police department.
Because we have the better T-shirts, always.
Okay.
I'll let her have that. That's fine. Just give with your heart.
There you go. Yeah. And give your blood.
Well, Rose, tell us about your T-shirt. How did this design come about?
Oh, it's a superhero theme. And, of course, ours has the, you know, that like the Superman.
pretty cool.
Yep. And so... No, it's a great design, and I'm anxious to see the commercial too.
Should be an interesting commercial.
We had our capes on, and
well, Rose, you've been with the police department how many years now?
25 years.
And Jeff, the fire department?
I'll be 17 next month.
You've actually seen instances where people need blood on an immediate basis, and
oh, yes.
And so you understand what having the supply available and. Rita, the blood doesn't last forever. I mean, it's kind of like there's a shelf life.
Yes, there is. The red cells are good for 42 days. Platelets are only good for 5 days. And the fresh frozen plasma is good for a year because we are able to freeze that. But we need constant donors to come in and donate for platelets especially, red cells too. But platelets are used in the treatment of cancer, and some in the open heart surgeries and things like that. But we need donors every day to have those on the shelf for the patients that are here.
It doesn't take that long. How long does it take to donate?
Within 20 to 30 minutes, you can come in and help 3 patients' lives.
And what age do you have to be?
You have to be 17 or 16 with parental consent, and in general good health, and weigh at least 110 pounds. And you can safely donate blood and, like I say, help 3 patients' lives, have a huge impact.
How much does a pint of blood weigh?
Approximately a pound.
So you could lose a pound.
Yes. Yeah.
But you gain it back.
Yeah. The volume comes back almost immediately. In the next 12 to 24 hours, your volume comes back, and then you're ready to rock and roll.
I kind of look at it like an oil change.
Mm-hmm.
You manufacture new blood.
Mm-hmm.
It makes you feel good. Now, there's something to that. It does make you feel good.
It does for a lot of people, but I think that it's an emotional thing, too. When we come in, we know we are helping patients, and those patients, if you think about them in the hospital and the need, and they're not feeling well, and you can come in and donate, and within that 20 to 30 minutes, have a huge impact on their lives.
One pint of blood can help how many people?
3 people.
3 people. And might be a good time to, you know, think about organ donating and all that kind of thing. It makes a good New Year's resolution. The Community Blood Bank has been around for how long now?
Since 1976, they were formed. The two hospital systems formed a Community Blood Bank that many years ago. We've been running mobile operations for 23 years, I want to say now, since 1991. And it's amazing how each, you know, we've kind of grown through the years. I think they started out with 8 hospitals in 1991 that they supported, and now we've grown up to over 30 hospitals providing blood to. So the blood mobiles are on the road a lot, providing an opportunity for those communities to donate blood. They want to support their own community and their own needs at the hospital, and so we kind of run up and down the interstates quite often, you know, I-90 and I-29, we're on the road quite often with our staff members and the buses.
How do they get the blood mobile to come to their business?
Well, it's pretty easy to do. Rita is kind of in charge of the schedule here, and she does an awesome job of organizing and making sure that we have blood every single day of the week. She organizes the blood drive schedule, and you just contact us at 1-877-877-3070 or log on to cbblifeblood.org. And you can send us an email if your business is interested in hosting a blood drive. We do this Monday through Friday. If you've got a business that you want the blood mobile to come to, Rita's usually booking out about 3 to 4 months in advance. So she's kind of looking at April, May, June, which is, we're never really in the time that we're supposed to be in. I mean, we're here in December now, but Rita's thinking April, May, June. So we're almost into the summer months at looking at the blood drive schedule. And we'd love to be able to have an opportunity to fill that schedule with some new businesses as well.
You're going to have it at the fire department on January 3rd and the police department on...
Yeah, well, kind of a head-to-head competition at their headquarters. It's going to be a fun event that day, I think.
Yeah.
The police department celebrates their 1,000th donation at their location this year. And but to have them both on the same day, usually that never really happens. Usually we have one day and one the next day. So, if you got an opportunity the last day of the event to come down to either the fire headquarters or the police headquarters, we'd love to have you there. And we also offer up special T-shirts to that event as well as the Texas Roadhouse certificates. So, you know, just stop on in. You see the Bloodmobile during this time of year, we'd love to have you. Just stop, pull on in, and register, and we'll get you on the Bloodmobile, and you can donate a pint of blood.
Well, from 8 till 10:30 at the police department, then from 10 till 1 at the fire department, 2 to 4 at the fire department on Minnesota Avenue, and noon to 4 at the police department. You can probably get a police escort back and forth, too, can't you?
Oh, sure.
Yeah,
sure. We'll take it to the blood, or the donor rooms, too, so they'll
That's
be open.
A good idea. Well, the whole idea is the heroes behind the badges, and tell us a little bit about, what are some of your plans, I guess, Jeff, as far as the fire rescue department. Have you got some kind of, plans ready for this competition?
Well, some nice things that are coming along there. If you give blood, there you can sign up for a free meal with a firefighting crew. You have that chance to get drawn for that, which is kind of nice. You can sit down with firefighters that they're in the station and see what it takes for them to eat and ask them questions, see what it's like to be a firefighter for today.
Home cooked meal.
Yes. Yep.
Are you guys making SpaghettiOs again?
It's to be named, the menu so far.
To be named.
Well, you got a lot of chefs at the fire department.
Yes. Yeah, they've got a lot of specialties, and usually they find something to whip up that's pretty nice and pretty good.
Well, last year, because we won the competition, you guys made us lunch, and it was like SpaghettiOs. So where are all these chefs?
I don't remember the SpaghettiOs.
They weren't on shift that day?
Yeah, they must have been off that day.
You pulled out your A game on
that one.
Actually,
I think you guys chose what you wanted to eat, and it was SpaghettiOs.
No, because I would have had, filet mignon or something like that.
Well, it must have had hot dogs in them. Or,
yeah.
We spiced them up.
Yeah.
Well, what's the plan for the police department?
Well, I know that if we happen to lose this year, that we would kick that up a notch.
Yeah, we have that friendly wager going this year
again,
too.
We do.
So.
What's that?
Well, the loser has to fix a meal for the winner.
Oh, okay.
So they'll set that last year, like she said, we had to cook a meal for them at a fire station and kind of.
It was a vicious competition last year,
too.
Well, how close was it last year?
Yeah, the total was 519 for the police department and 495 for the fire department. So it was a really close competition. The police department actually was kind of hanging back in the wings for quite a while. And then come that last day of the event, they had their blood drive over at the police department, had a record setter, 72 units of blood on one day.
Was that the county jail? Or?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that's
let
right.
them out there.
Let them, released them all, didn't you?
Roadblock. It was a roadblock.
Had a field trip. Okay.
And then they came up from the wings and from behind and made it all happen. So it was, it was a kind of an amazing event towards the end. Every single blood drive, every donor room was full that day, and we had heavy competition that very last day of the event last year.
Well, you started in the 70s. You probably have some alumni that are just about every single year since you started still alive, aren't they?
Yeah, I would think so. Rita would probably be able to tell you that. She's seen all those years.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I'm old. we have a lot of donors that they will call and make sure that they're 56 days. They've waited 56 days from their last donation so that they can be a part of the Heroes. That's their annual event when they like to donate blood. They know that we need it at that time, and they love all the perks and love watching the community come together and in honor of our patients, in honor of our heroes.
Well, the only takes, like I say, less than a half hour. You get orange juice and cookies, too, yes, normally all the time. And, of course, they got special things, you know, when you're going to be at the fire department or the police department or the Children's Home Society or Vera or Meadowbank coming up this week. Everybody does kind of get together at this particular time. It's kind of the kickoff for the new year. It's kind of a fresh feeling. But like a New Year's resolution, how often can they donate blood if they want to do it on a regular basis?
You can safely donate blood every 56 days.
So about every other month.
Mm-hmm.
So about six times a year.
Yeah.
We'd like to challenge people that have never donated before, you know, to come in and donate, because it is not that difficult, doesn't take that much time, and they find that, you know, once they start to donate, that they continue to do that.
Mm-hmm. Well, Rita, I'm so old, I don't have tattoos, but what I'm trying to say is, it doesn't matter how old you are. You've got people in their 90s, right?
Oh, yes, we do. There's no upper age limit, and you mentioned tattoos. If you've had a tattoo, as long as you've had it done at a licensed facility, you can safely donate. And those licensed facilities are in Iowa, Nebraska, and South Dakota. All of the tattoo parlors have to be licensed. So.
And do they have to wait a certain time after they got a tattoo? Or
no, there's no waiting, as long as it's healed and there's no infection.
Okay, because people are getting a lot of tattoos nowadays.
Yes,
mm-hmm. Back when I was young, you only got it in the service so they can identify your body. That's the only reason we got tattoos back then. But Jeff Helm, Rose Barker of the Fire and Police Department, Ken Burstig, and Rita Nelson of Community Blood Bank. The blood bank, this isn't your only promotion throughout the year. You got some other things coming up too, right?
We pair up with Kello FM mm-hmm. during Valentine's Day, and we do a special Valentine's Day blood drive event. And that will be, you know, just around the corner. Before you know it, we'll be having that. We do special flowers for everybody who donates, as well as we bring in, there's a couple businesses that bring in lunch for the donors, and we do a special design t-shirt for that event as well. And we've been doing that for 3 years now. And, you know, we also have several upcoming events that we look forward to in the spring with the Crow radio station as well, mm-hmm. And pair up with Kello AM in the summertime. So we kind of have these special events scattered throughout the year. Now, if there's somebody out there that's in a community surrounding Sioux Falls, we take this Heroes Behind the Badges on the road, and we take it to the local fire department or police department in your neighborhood. So we just finished up the Watertown Heroes Behind the Badges, December 19th and 20th, and it was the fire department that won at that one, but just by a very, very narrow margin of 8, which is, you know, fantastic. It was a fun event up there, and we'll be going out to Laverne here come the 15th of January, and then we also go on over to Jackson coming up here in Vermilion. So this is something that, you know, we started in Sioux Falls 18 years ago doing this event, and each year we've kind of taken to a different community, and the other communities want to get involved in it, and it's kind of a fun thing, and it's growing those community events as well, and the donor base there. We've found in the smaller communities outside of the Sioux Falls area, 15 to 20% of those donors are first-time donors, so it creates an education piece for people to try it for the first time, and it's exciting.
Well, I'm glad you mentioned those other communities, because you don't stop at the South Dakota border. You go how far out?
Oh, we go all the way to Estherville, Iowa, southwestern Minnesota. We cover, you know, Slayton and Worthington and Jackson, and we go into just the northwestern Iowa, like Sheldon and Rock Rapids, Rock Valley, those places there, Estherville, like I had mentioned. And then we go all the way to Chamberlain as well.
We probably work quite closely then with Rapid City Blood Banks, Omaha, Minneapolis. And there's rare types out there. What kind of rare types of blood are you looking for?
And it's not necessarily, your specific blood type, but it's antigens in the blood that there are certain times in the throughout the year that we're looking for maybe a B neg or B pos or whatever that might have a certain antigen that the patient has. We want to kind of pair that specific antigen with the patient and Rita could maybe comment a little bit on that. But so we have to go around. If we don't have that in our donor pool, then we may have to contact Minneapolis, or we might have to contact Lincoln, Nebraska, or we might have to go out to Rapid and ask them if they have that specific type. So we kind of search around like any other blood bank around the country. If they don't have that donor within their donor pool, then they have to search. And that's pretty rare that we have to have that done, but, you know, maybe once, twice, three times a year. Otherwise, for the most part, we've, you know, we're self-sufficient blood bank here, provide about 27,000 units of blood per year, which is a lot of blood, you know, if you think about it, and a lot of blood drives as well, about 650 blood drives a year, to be exact.
Well, you're working pretty full-time. Now, Rita, there's people out there that have given how many gallons of blood?
You know, we have some of our donors that are in community blood bank that are in the 30-gallon. You know, they've donated every couple months for a lot of years, you know, and bless their hearts for coming in and continuing to donate. And they find that it is very rewarding within that 20 to 30 minutes. They've helped three patients' lives. And what's an easier way to volunteer? Within 30 minutes, you have that impact on patients. It's just pretty amazing.
Well, it's a season of giving. It's a good example. Sometimes whole families come in, don't they? Oh, yes. It's a generational type of thing.
Yes, I was just at the original Pancake House, and there was a family that came in. There was four, the two children and their parents came in to donate. So it's really awesome, and that is a learning thing, too. If there's parents out there and they're good donors, if they have a 17-year-old or a 16-year-old, they can bring them and make it a family affair and teach them that this is one of the easiest ways to help people out.
It doesn't cost you anything.
No.
I mean, you can donate, and it doesn't cost you a penny. Jeff, you're kind of shaking your head a little bit on that, because, again, you can see when you go out on these fires and rows with the police department, you see things that really most of us wouldn't even want to talk about. And you see, they need an operation. Open-heart surgery takes how many pints of blood?
It depends upon the surgery.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think average probably 3 to 6 units of blood.
Well, that's not as much as I thought it used to be.
It used to be a lot more. It's, you know, with technology and things, the usage on a lot of those surgeries has went down, which is awesome.
But we're getting a lot more surgeries because, you know, like I say, we've got more and more medical buildings in this town. Jeff, I want to give you just a minute to, you know, what's the best advice for people for New Year's resolutions besides their batteries and their smoke detectors, but what, you know, you've had a couple of fires in the last week or so. People need to be reminded. I mean, you got to keep telling them, but donating blood is one thing. But what are other things that people need to do as far as from fire rescue?
Well, like you said, giving blood is one of those community things. There's other things you can do in your community to make sure you stay safe and keep yourself safe. And when it comes to fire events, if you got a fire alarm in an apartment building, make sure you get out of the building so the firefighters can make sure it's clear and it's good and it's safe. That's one of those simple things you can do. Like you said, the smoke alarms. We always are constantly talking about smoke alarms. Make sure that they're working and functioning properly in your home.
Yeah, I live in an apartment building, and the alarm goes off. You look out the window, there's no smoke, so you just go back to doing what you're doing. And you need to get out of the building is what
I'm
saying.
Yes, I know it can be considered an inconvenience, and a lot of times it may be a false alarm, but you don't know that. You need the fire department to be able to investigate that and make sure. So that way, if you're clear of the building, it gives the firefighters that ability to do that quickly, to investigate whether it's a real fire or not.
And Rose, donating blood for the police department is important to you, but what are some of the other things that you'd like to, give you a minute to kind of just say New Year's resolutions that the police department would like you to do would be what? I suppose texting is one of them.
Yeah. Well, you know, when you're driving around, and especially in the school zones and everything, make sure that you're slowing down and watching for people, and especially around this time of year when we have the snowfall, gets a little slick out there. People need to slow down and pay attention to all the traffic lights and everything.
All right. Jeff Helm of the Fire Department, Rose Barker, as well as Police Department, Ken Burstig, Rita Nelson of the Community Blood Bank. It's Heroes Behind the Badges. And participate and support your fire department or police department. I want to thank you for being with us on board.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.